This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
It is that time of the week again for Between the Sheets on iRadio's group chat. The dating Orange, who you may know for sharing crazy relationship stories on social media with an orange filter on her face, is joining me today. She's over 70k followers on TikTok and an award-nominated podcast as well. She's heard all sorts of crazy dating stories, but today we're going to chat all things catfishing. You must have heard hundreds of different catfishing stories over the years, I'm sure. What is the most wild one that sticks out for you?
Oh, there's been loads of them, loads of stories. And it's always kind of a lot of the same things, like, you know, you turn up and he's 15 years older than his pictures. Or like recently, a male friend of mine was back in the dating scene and he said that the filters are off the charts and he doesn't recognize a couple of the people when he comes in on a first date. But probably the craziest one is maybe the latest one about the pilot. You know that one?
Yes. Is this catfish in the cockpit?
That is catfish in the cockpit. Okay. Yeah, that's probably the craziest one.
Yes. Tell this story in case people haven't heard it, because it's absolutely mad.
So it all started about 2 years ago when I was on Tinder swiping and I came across a man who had photoshopped his head onto an Aer Lingus pilot's body. And like, I thought this was hilarious because it was so obvious to me that it was not his body. And I decided I would make a TikTok about it. And then that opens the floodgates to a lot more than what I was expecting to come from it. So he was emailing legal@tiktok.com, CCing me in it to try and get the video removed and saying that the Tinder profile was somebody impersonating him. I also had a girl reach out to me, Dervla, to say that she had been texting him a year prior where he was pretending to be a pilot to her for 2 weeks. So he used the glamour of this profession to get, you know, extra attention from women. And him and Dervla didn't meet in this time, but over the 2 weeks he was telling her about flights he was on, but so many things he said just did not make sense at all. Like, he was taking pictures of the wing of the plane saying he was sitting down, like with the normal punters, while he was meant to be the pilot of the plane. Like, have you ever seen the pilot outside of the cockpit when he's meant to be flying? Like, never mind sitting beside you on a chair. And he also said then in order to fit into Dervla's schedule that he would swap around his flights last minute, something that like does not happen. So thankfully Dervla realised that this fella is not the real deal and she did some serious sleuthing and found out that he is just a compulsive liar living in fantasy land. But unfortunately he is a compulsive liar with a wife and kids. So that's why I sat down with Dervla then and we went through the whole story start to finish. And it all came out in the podcast last week. But since then, more women have come forward who've been in a relationship or seeing him for a few months. And other things that have come out about him is that he pretended to have a brain aneurysm. He also said that his mother was terminally ill and that his own children weren't his, but had been fathered by another man. So everything was completely untrue and he fabricated it to get what he wanted from women. So crazy, crazy stuff.
That is a shocking story, in fairness. Like, and I just to be clear, so like the pictures and stuff on the profile, they were all like fabricated and made up and taken from other people's images and things like that.
No, so like catfishing, it wouldn't even have to be that you're just changing your face. You can catfish in all different kind of ways. So he had his face up there, but one of the pictures was his face on a pilot's body. So his way of catfishing was just this whole other life that was not real.
Okay, I understand. And is this, like, can you get in trouble for something like this? Like, as in misleading someone? Is it illegal? I mean, I don't know if it's illegal.
I don't think it's illegal. But what he did there was he pretended to be an actual man in Aer Lingus. So his first name was the same as this other man's and he changed his last name to match the Aer Lingus actual Aer Lingus pilot's surname. So apparently you can really get in trouble for impersonating a pilot. But just people going around catfishing, I don't think so. I don't think there is a law.
How common do you think catfishing is on dating apps like these, like nowadays, compared to when apps first got popular, I suppose?
I think it is very common. Like with dating apps and social media, it's easier than ever for people to create this kind of fake persona. Like I've heard before that, like, you know, loads and loads of people that I know have experienced some form of online deception. So, Yeah, I just think with the modern days, these kind of things are becoming a lot easier for people to do.
And is it gendered, from your own experience of hearing all these stories? Is it more males getting catfished or more females getting catfished?
Well, in fairness, the stories that I get are mainly women who send in their stories, and I'm also a woman dating men, so I suppose I might be biased. But no, I do think that it's kind of fairly even. Like, a lot of men, you know, would catfish. I've been catfished a few times, once on Plenty of Fish, and I just did not last long on it. But like, men will say that women catfish them by, you know, editing their pictures and with heavy filters and stuff that really change your facial features. Like, that is catfishing as well, you know. And I think it's important. I know we can all be insecure at times, but it's important to show people your real self, and, you know, that you'll find somebody who likes you for you. You don't have to be changing your facial features or changing your occupation, you know.
With catfishing being so common and so prevalent, do you have any sort of checklist that people should be doing before they meet up with someone that they meet, particularly online, where catfishing seems to be happening the most?
So what I would recommend that people do is do a reverse image search. So get their pictures and screenshot them, save them to your phone, and you can go into Google, and there is a button there, a little camera icon that you can click, and basically upload your pictures to Google, and it will scan them and find where those pictures are used elsewhere. So if you are thinking that, oh, he's too good to be true, these pictures are too good, or, you know, this doesn't look like an Irish man, he doesn't look like who he's saying he is, scan the pictures and Google will show you where else they're being used, because they could be used on, you know, these, you know, random modeling sites, or you'll find them on a Tumblr page from 10 years ago. So that's definitely step one. Other things is just, I suppose, if you can try and get their full name and just verify who they are on social media or LinkedIn, because in this case, obviously, with the pilot, he was not a pilot. He had a totally different job. So yeah, that's what I'd recommend you do.
If it was up to you and you could have free rein, right, what would you put in a catfish-proof dating app? Like, what type of features? I know that it's probably really difficult to create one, probably why there isn't one so far, but if it was up to you and you could add features that would make it a bit more catfish-proof, what would you add?
Well, what could you add? Like, surely some sort of ID, upload your passport. And, you know, I know loads of people are like, oh, that's such an invasion of privacy, but that probably would stop it. Upload your passport or driving license and verify that, you know, your face is actually, you know, all the pictures that you upload is actually this person in the passport and it has the same name and everything like that. But yeah, it is so tough. But I do think that there are so many dating apps out there, like, and they're all kind of doing the same thing. Like, surely some of them can do more and come up with some sort of a feature that will stop this.
Hopefully it's something that's coming very soon, because it is such a massive issue. Rather, I know of so many people that have been catfished, even in smaller ways, and I know that there's been conversations about editing of photos and things like that. But from what you hear from your own followers on the Dating Orange, what sort of impact is catfishing having on trust and openness when it comes then to finding someone on a dating app?
Yeah, like, it is hard. And obviously, if you get repeatedly catfished, you know, you're going to become very jaded and distrustful. There's a lot of emotions are involved, and people have a lot of hope that they're going on these apps and they're going to find somebody. You know, when you're looking for love, you want to believe the best in people, and scammers or catfishes or whatever exploit that trust and vulnerability. So I can understand then that people are kind of distrustful going forward and they don't have much hope for the next one. I actually have a story there about three women who had gotten in touch with me recently. There is this page on Instagram that they'd all met him on an online dating app, and then they put it up on Are We Dating the Same Guy? One girl did, because she thought he wasn't legit, but they weren't sure. He was apparently a psychotherapist, and one of the girls did that reverse image search, and it turned out that this was just some man in Poland who did a bit of modeling on the side. But this man, he's not even a real person, but he had thousands of followers on Instagram. So the women had entered into these online relationships with him, and they thought because he had so many followers that he was legit, but it wasn't. It was just that he had put an awful lot of work into, you know, coming across as legitimate on Instagram. Okay. Then the women found each other on Are We Dating the Same Guy and got in touch with me then. But nothing has come of it. I was thinking that this was definitely another podcast series in the works, but not at the moment anyway. But yeah, it's just crazy stuff. You think that, you know, if they have a social media following that they're legit, but not in all cases.
Not necessarily. I've also, I want to go back to the whole thing of people editing their photos and stuff like that. I've heard about this new trend of kitten fishing, where people are stretching, I suppose, the truth to make themselves seem more appealing online. Do you hear much of this?
Yeah, I suppose, where is the line between kitten fishing and catfishing? I remember putting up a video on TikTok before and I said that, you know, we always try and put our best foot forward and get the best pictures of ourselves. And sometimes I look at pictures of myself and I'm like, Jesus, look at that there. I am done up to the nines and I look great. I actually don't look like myself. So that would not be a fair representation. You know, I put up a video before about that, just saying like, where is the line between putting your best foot forward and catfishing? I suppose kitten fishing would be, is it people tweaking their pics? Is that probably what they're referring to?
Yes, it kind of catfishing in smaller ways, in smaller proportions. I think that's what kitten fishing is trying to term itself as.
Like, I think if you can go on the date and be confident that you are who you have presented yourself to be online, then that's totally fine. And if you're using the best pics of yourself, and if that's considered kitten fishing, I don't know, I suppose I wouldn't mind it. But if you're going on a date and you know that you have not really told the truth, then, you know, that's a bit shady now. I wouldn't be doing it.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, and it's happening too frequently, though, to be fair. But finally, if you could give one piece of advice to people who are entering the dating app world and the online dating scene, given the risks, what would your piece of advice be?
So my advice would be, you need to, if you're feeling that the person might be a little bit dodgy, you can ask for a video call. If you find that they're refusing to meet in person, or they have inconsistent stories, or maybe claims that are too good to be true, you know, you need to, I suppose, just be vigilant for things like that. Definitely the video call, check the pictures on Google reverse image search. Yeah, and if they're asking for money or any personal information early on, like, you know, just be aware that normal people don't do that. I know that a lot of people can be eager to find somebody online and hope that this is it for them. But, you know, there's a lot of weirdos out there, so you just need to be careful. And also then when you're going out on a first date or anything like that, just meeting somewhere public and somewhere that's handy for you to get away from if you need to.
Good advice, to be fair. Where can people find you on socials if they want to hear more from you and some of these catfishing stories that you did be coming across?
So yeah, I share loads of mad real stories and kind of dating tips on my TikTok page. So that's The Dating Orange. And then I have a podcast, The Dating Orange Podcast, which is on Spotify, Apple and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you so much for hopping on iRadio's group chat and for telling all of those stories and giving us the advice as well. And I'm sure we will be catching up with you again soon.
Thanks, Valerie.
This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.